It was right place, right time. One of their guys on the last crew, he ended up quitting 2 weeks before they were supposed to go out, and I was next to him when he got the phone call. So I was like, I'll go. And 2 weeks later, here I am.
That's Blake Smithmeyer. He's the Greenhorn on the Summer Bay, a boat made famous on Deadliest Catch by its iconic captain, Wild Bill. Smithmeyer says he was working as a chef at a restaurant in Tacoma, Washington, before his friend, Landon Cheney, the engineer for the Summer Bay, received the call that brought Smithmeyer to Dutch Harbor.
Landon used to date my sister, and then he's the only boyfriend.
Hey!
He's her only boyfriend I actually ever got along with, so we became friends.
Smithmeyer is clearly the new guy on the boat, and in the pot yard where crewmates, and even fishermen from other boats, joined in hassling him. But Smithmeyer says he's using his time as a greenhorn to his advantage, learning as much as he can, especially during quarantine before the season officially begins.
A lot of time cleaning, a lot of time just working, getting to know everything that I was going to be doing, shutting up and listening to what they were saying, so I knew what to do and not to talk too much.
Smithmeyer says he flew up to Anchorage, and from there, they went to Homer, worked on the boat, and then came to Dutch Harbor. When I asked him how long he'd quarantined for, his math didn't quite add up. But maybe we can chalk that up to a rookie mistake. He is a greenhorn, after all.
Five with the flight, 2 days in Homer on the boat, working on the boat, and then 4 days to come here.
He says he'd been quarantined for 13 days, maybe 14. As I quickly added up the numbers he gave me in my head, I got 11. I gave him a quizzical look, and I waited.
Help, I'm new! Help!
I'll be your boat.
They all abandoned me.
Despite the discrepancy, Smithmeyer says the island's 2-week quarantine mandate was communicated clearly to the crew.
By our captain and by the production company, they told us everything we needed to do. They spelled it out very well and talked to us on the phone about how we had to quarantine and make sure not to go out, make sure, you know, we even left a boat to have a mask on to protect.
Mason Twyman on the FV Saga, who came up to the island on September 22nd, says his captain also stressed the importance of observing the quarantine period.
By my captain, you know, he said, hey, we got to do the quarantine, we got to do it right, because if we don't, there's a hefty fine and we can get shut down, the whole boat, the whole business can get shut down right at the start, so.
Twyman says the quarantine period has been a great opportunity for sprucing up the boat and making sure everything is in order. And Landon Cheney, on the Summer Bay, echoes Twyman's appreciation for the extra time to tighten things up before heading out to fish. Cheney also says it's been a good opportunity to develop positive companionship among the crew.
For me personally, it's been really good. It's allowed some of the new guys on the boat to get plugged in with the camaraderie that we like to have on the Summer Bay. That's really important for us. You know, we believe that, you know, we like to gas each other up on the boat and be positive.
According to Twyman, he and his crew had been tested for COVID-19 after their quarantine to ensure that they weren't contagious. Discovery production employees did not confirm that protocols, such as quarantining or testing, are part of their official mitigation plans. Cheney says he hopes their efforts in quarantining help keep the community safe, and that after the season, the added precautions will help mitigate issues with fishermen leaving the island between or after seasons.
After we work our butts off, I'm really hoping that it's not too complicated to go home and spend time with loved ones.
In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.